Of course, this tulip mania couldn't last forever. On February 3rd, 1637, the price of the tulip dropped for the first time in years. The first failed auction was in the city of Haarlem. Soon afterwards, the bubble burst in Alkmaar, Horen, and then other tulip cities. Buyers couldn't pay, traders couldn't deliver. People had been selling each other hot air. The Dutch government had to step in and stopped all trade in bulb notes. Buyers did not have to pay traders that couldn't deliver actual bulbs. As always, a few smart guys had sold their bulbs and notes just in time. Most people and small speculators, however, suffered big losses. The greatest loss was for the professional bulb growers, who bred with high-priced bulbs which were not worth a dime anymore. They were penniless for many years. Tulip mania was a costly affair in Dutch history. The Dutch tulip trade is now known as the first economic bubble or stock market crisis in history. After the fall of the tulip trade, only Dutch bulb growers maintained growing tulips. However, they stopped investing in rare tulip species. Slowly, business picked up again. Prices dropped to a more reasonable level, and the breeding of tulips turned into a respectable market. Next to selling tulip bulbs, the tulip growers focused on the production of cut flowers. The tulip became an affordable and popular flower in Holland.